Hello and welcome to the Ladies Best Life podcast. Today on episode 109, we are doing what is called the winter edit. So the reason why I wanted to create this podcast today is because I see so many people over the summer, over the autumn, and even over the spring getting incredible progress. You know, they start to make those movements. Usually like springtime, people have this kind of like jig of energy and they're like, yep, I'm good to go. You know, this year is going to be my year. Summer comes, it can sometimes be a little bit rocky for some people because we've got holidays. If you've got children, they're off school. And then we've got autumn. This is where things generally start to slip. This is where people start to, you know, the days are shorter, the nights are drawing in sooner, the weather generally just pisses it down for the remaining days of the year, and people just start to hibernate. Now, I'm not here to tell you what to do, but I am here to hold a mirror up to you at times and to be like, is this actually how you want to live your life? Being like, make progress, then lose the progress, on a diet, off a diet, go to the gym, ghost the gym for 6 months. Is that really what you want? Or do you get frustrated with yourself that every springtime, like it comes to March, April, and you're like, I'm exactly the same as I was this time last year, and now I've got to start again? Because I don't know about you, but if that was me, I'd find it pretty soul destroying. And I generally think I'd feel quite disappointed as well. So today we're going to talk about that. We're going to explore that a little bit. Because I don't want you to keep making these mistakes. I don't want you to keep having this all or nothing mentality if that's not what you want. And like I said, some of you will listen to this and be like, you know what? I really enjoy my winter months of hibernation and I'm going to stick to that. That's okay. That's absolutely fine. But for those of you who notice that your mood maybe drops throughout the winter, your progress goes to shit, and you want to do something about it, this podcast is for you. You're going to listen up. We're going to have some tasks to do off the back of it. And hopefully you're going to feel inspired, because the same level of thinking that creates a problem won't be the same level of thinking that resolves the problem, right? So we've got to create a new level of thinking. We've got to have some new ideas. And that's what I do. Being a coach, the main thing about what I do is become your thinking partner. We sit down, we think together. I trust your thoughts, but I also am going to help you to see things from a slightly different place, because that is where we can make serious shifts. So what I want you to get from today is, instead of feeling like every autumn slash winter, you either pause or you go backwards, I want you to understand how you can move forwards, okay? And it may not be in ways that you would currently expect. Like, I'm not saying that you need to be dieting hard over Christmas and you can't have a single pigs in blanket, right? That's not what I'm saying at all. But what I am saying is, by managing expectations, by shifting some things around, we can make some serious change here. And the most important thing for me is that throughout the winter months, you can still feel good. And I don't just mean physically, mentally as well. Like, think about sad, you know, seasonal depression is because I believe, obviously there is less daylight here, but people don't maximize the daylight that we do have. So let's start to delve into it. This is something that I see all the time. On a diet, off a diet, smash it through the warmer, lighter months, and then completely let it fall to the wayside in the darker months. You see great progress throughout the whole year. Then as soon as November lands, it's like, choo-choo, I am on the fuck it train to ice cream town, or probably mulled wine and cheese town, and I don't want to do anything else, right? And that's okay, like I said, but we're not talking to those people today. I'm talking to you, who wants to make things different, who wants to do things in a slightly different way. What it says to me, if you are on that kind of like, on it in the summer, off it in the winter, you haven't created a lifestyle. Listen to that again. If you are on it in the summer, but not in the winter, you have not created a lifestyle. And remember, if you haven't created a lifestyle, you are generally just doing quick, short-term fixes. And if you're doing that, we're always going to be on, off the bus, right? We're never going to be fully glued, bum to the seat on the bus. So what we're going to help you to do today is create the winter edit version of your whole lifestyle. And if you want to, what you could do off the back of this is break it down into seasons. So have a slightly different game plan for each season. Might not be what you want to do, but just have a really honest chat with yourself today and see whether it's actually what you need. So here are your steps. We're going to create a winter edit. So firstly, what I want you to do is write down the months that you deem to be winter. So for me, it would be December, January, February. Okay, so they are my winter months. So in those months, what can I expect from myself? Because say, for example, you in the summer, you do 12,000 steps a day, you go to the gym 4 times a week, you will eat salads because it's obviously warmer, and you maybe don't need that much sleep, or you wake up a little bit earlier. Can you expect that from yourself in the winter? Now, for me, for example, I personally can, because that is just my life. Like, my routines rarely change. I may do a little bit more kind of like outdoor activities in the summer, but I've got a dog, so I will continue to do the steps. But for you, you may not have a dog, and therefore it could be that you don't just want to go out and walk. Walking out in nature means that you have to wear wellies, and if not, you're absolutely covered in mud, and then you get back. And even if you do have a dog, like with me, with Rodney at the minute, it's a fucking pain in the ass. You know, he gets home and I'm like, right, okay, now part B of the walk is mission, like, dry him, and that takes a bloody half an hour in itself. So I get it. So what we can do now is go, right, what was I doing over the summer? And that's your first task. Write that down. What were you doing over the summer in regards to the activities that keep you at your best? It could be canoeing, it could be 10,000 steps a day, it could be eating salads, it could be, drinking more water, maybe you put some squash in there. Like, think about all the things that got you to this point now where you're potentially feeling better than you did last winter. Write them all down. Then you're going to put an arrow next to each of them and you're just going to go, right, what's the winter edit of that? What am I going to commit to? So it could be that you are going to walk into town or walk to somewhere that's maybe like 45 minutes away or 40 minutes, half an hour, whatever, 3 times a week. And you're going to do work from there for the day. Maybe you're going to go and do the food shop rather than get it delivered because you've got a bit more time on your hands. How can we get the steps in, but without it being the pressure of having to go outside when you don't want to? Now, caveat, side note, rain doesn't make us melt. Right? We are completely safe. Like, our skin is waterproof. Fucking thank the Lord, right? So we can go out in the rain. And actually the benefits, like yesterday I was walking through town and I was looking at all the trees and how, like, we haven't got long left of the changing leaves and all the beautiful colours that we're surrounded by. Okay, so really go out and embrace that. Get your raincoat on, get your brolly, and just do what you can. But if you're like, no, that is absolutely not for me, then what can we do in order to get that movement in? And for some of you, steps may need to drop right down. It just might be a thing where the expectation is not what you want to adhere to. And that's okay, but can you see if you live in this space between expectation and reality? So what your summer self expects of your winter self versus the reality of what's actually going on. If you live in that space, that's where you can get really frustrated with yourself and usually quite unhappy as well. So that's what we need to delve into, is what can we set up as our expectations over these winter months? You are in the driving seat, remember. So what can you commit to? Another thing you could look at doing is, say, for example, you are currently doing 4 workouts a week. You may be one of those as you're going for a run. And again, you don't want to go out when it's pissing it down. And if you do get an occasional nice blue day and you've got the ability to go for a run, you could always then go, right? But do you feel like you want to do a bit more yoga this time of the year? Maybe you've been working out in your garage all summer and you're considering joining a gym. You know, maybe it's time to do that. You've got your special place that you go to. You could even choose somewhere, and I've done this recently, where you've got a jacuzzi and a sauna. So you can go and do your workout, but then you get the reward after and you feel so snug and cozy when you leave. Then looking at nutrition, it's obviously so nice in the summer. You can have salads and eat, like, you can dress it up in whatever way feels good for you, okay? In the winter, I don't know about you, but I don't even want to see a salad. I'm like, no, I want stuff that's warming, stuff that's comforting, something that feels wholesome. So we're looking at things like soups, stews, hot pots, whatever is right for you, like what's right for me won't be right for you always, okay? So you've got to figure out, what do you like to eat this time of year? And don't worry about calories for now. Just think about, you know, okay, so salads I actually really enjoy through the summer. Okay, and obviously there's an added benefit to that as well, that they are nutritious and you can pack loads of colours in there as well. But what about the winter? Because we see generally people just start to slip and slip and slip and slip, and they don't really recognise that there is an absolute abundance of healthy foods that they can consume that are not only going to feel warm and comforting on the outside, but actually internally, they give your organs a hug, which is what we want from our nutrition. Of course, we're going to have times where we have cheese and wine, and that's completely okay. But we do need to, the majority of our time, see it as an opportunity that we get to consume foods that really do optimize our health. So what could you do? And again, this is task number two. Write down your summer foods. If you use MyFitnessPal, have a look back through. Go back through and see what you were having. Okay, so I was having this, I was having that, I was having this. Okay, now what could you have throughout the winter? And this is where you could spend half an hour on like Google. You could go to, like, so for me, I shop at Sainsbury's, so you could have go to their menu list. And the great thing about this is you can literally go to the recipes that they've got, click on the ones that you like, and then go add all to basket. Done. And you might just try like one new recipe every single month, and that's okay. But then you could like go, right, we actually really enjoyed that, so we'll keep that one in and then we'll trade out another one. So start to do that. Start to flesh out. What is it that you want to eat this time of year? Maybe it is a really nice bowl of soup with some crusty bread, and that's okay. So start to explore it. So what I want you to consider in this winter edit is what needs to go into it to keep you at your best. So that, like we said before, we can take a step forwards rather than start to slip backwards. And what I want to highlight to you here is a lot of the time people will think about what they should be doing instead of what they want to do. I want you to give yourself unconditional permission to do what you want to do. Whether it be start the day with a hot chocolate in bed. Okay, we're going to have a sugar spike. Okay, we're going to have quite a few calories coming in first thing, and it might make you feel a bit more sluggish. But if that is your comfort and a really nice way for you to start your day, crack on. Go for it. Do what feels right for you. Your winter edit is going to be different to Sandra down the road. It's going to be different to Julie over there. It's all going to be very different. But if you can really carefully, over this next couple of days, carve out the time to do it and then write it down and just slowly but surely start to slip into this new way of life, you've now got a completely winterproof game plan. How ace is that? A winterproof game plan. And it's one that serves you rather than you doing one that you feel like you should do. Serve versus should. All the time. And like, so we could, like, because of societal conditioning and because of our, like, be a good girl, that sort of wording that we'll have heard when we were younger, we can sometimes think, oh, it's really bad to be selfish, or like, I've got to keep other people happy. You don't. The only person's happiness is your responsibility is yours. You are responsible for your happiness, no one else's. And that's not go around and be a dick to everyone else at all. But remember that you cannot make other people happy. I've recently encountered a thing where I passed someone on the road and I went to say hi and I just got the biggest death stare. I thought, fucking hell, if looks could kill, I would literally be dead right now. And this person has formed an opinion of me. And probably like a year ago, that would have broke me. That would have broke me. I'd have gone into, oh my God, what have I done? What, like, what does she think? What does, you know, and into this spiral of thought. Whereas actually I stood there for a minute. I thought, oh, fucking hell. Like, I felt that. I really did feel that. And that just said in my head, she's formed an opinion of you based upon what she wants to know. And that's okay. So when we're looking at creating our winter edit, we do have to consider other people. If you've got children, you can't be like, right, anyway, kids, fend for yourselves. It can't be like that, obviously. We have to do the best we can, or we get to, sorry, do the best we can in the circumstances that we've got. But we do have the opportunity to serve ourselves. And it's not selfish. Like, think about how your children see you, if you do have kids, or how your colleagues see you, or your parents, how they see you, what they feel like in your presence. Because when you're tired, frustrated, and stressed out, right, they see an angry wasp version of you. Someone who snaps, someone who doesn't listen, someone who probably drinks wine in the evening a bit too much maybe. And they learn that that's what you're like. So imagine if we could nurture ourselves a little bit, use these 3 months to at least maintain or self-serve, make it like a ritual phase for you, where you don't maybe want to make fucking crazy progress. You just want to nurture yourself, honor yourself, worship yourself. They will see a calm, more at peace, more present, more able to listen version of you. So can you just see, compare the angry wasp with the present calm you? And then if we go right winter edit, I hope now the penny is starting to drop. It is the least selfish thing you can do. And I hear this all the time when people join coaching club. They get scared because it's a financial investment. They worry if they can do it or not. But then they realize, fuck, like everyone's going to benefit. Because generally why people join is they're out of shape or knackered. And they're not giving the very best versions of themselves to anyone. So hopefully that will help you when creating your winter edit. A couple more points I want to raise before we wrap up. Managing expectations over winter is key. And that's why you're doing the winter edit. Okay, so you can manage your own expectations, what you're putting on yourself in order to achieve. Okay, so remember that. You're not here to stick to expectations that you can't stick to. You're not here to force them on yourselves. You are literally here to go, right, how can I manage my expectations? What do I actually want? So that's a really important thing. And we should probably start there. So go, right, look at your winter edit and be like, why these things? Do I want to wake up in March feeling lighter, fitter, stronger or whatever? Or do I want to just not feel like I've gone backwards? Do I want to prioritize my health? Do I want to wake up and feel healthier? What is your ambition for this 3 months? Maybe it's you, like if we go 1 to 10 scale, maybe in winter you normally drop to a 2 and you want to go to a 3 or a 4 on the whole kind of like wellness, how you feel scale. What is your intention? Managing expectations is going to be key, but we do need to know where we're going. So make sure those goals are set. And then another thing I want you to consider is, do you need to move things around a little bit? Do you need to potentially say, for example, in the summer, you would wake up, go for a walk, kickstart your day, and then you'd maybe train in the evening. Maybe now we need to jiggle things around a little bit so that you can get some daylight. Yeah, and it might not be possible for all of you, but I'm pretty sure we all have lunch breaks and we can go and get some daylight during that time. I would personally recommend doing this in the rain rather than not doing it at all. Now, don't get me wrong, if it's absolutely hammering it down, you might be like, look, Sasha, it's just not going to happen. That's okay. You will 9 times out of 10 feel significantly better from going for a 10-minute walk than not going for that walk. So look at swapping some stuff around. Maybe you want to allow yourself to sleep in a little bit more, and that's okay. What of your routine can you maneuver? Maybe you want to save your workouts for the weekend because you don't want to be getting up at God knows what time when it's pitch black for hours. That's okay. Give yourself the permission and trust yourself, because however you decide to tweak this, the only person it's got to suit is you. Obviously, we have to consider other people. I've talked about that a million times, but you don't need to stick to anyone else's expectations. Think about what is right for you in this given moment in time. Don't be afraid to sack some of the summer bits as well. Okay, so there's going to be certain things that maybe you built up, like running, for example, over the summer. If you are a runner and you really do enjoy it, obviously we're going to keep it up. But say, for example, every time you go out, it just doesn't serve you. That's okay. But what I would say there is it's conditional and it maybe isn't going to be part of your long-term plan, okay? Because building a lifestyle is stuff that we literally love doing and we can swap bits out at certain times, we can add them back in. So do what's right for you there. And the final thing I want to finish on is by doing this, you are going to be super empowered. You are going to go through every single season throughout the year with a game plan, with one that is self-serving, one that gives you everything that you want in regards to how you want to look and how you want to feel. We are no longer weighed down by the expectations of other people and even ourselves from over the lighter, warmer months. So feel that sense of empowerment, but please remember, guys, these podcasts are not like standard podcasts where you can just listen and mentally give your brain a nice little rub. These are action podcasts because I want you to action. I want you to get the results that you've been telling me for years that you want to get. And sure, there are some things missing from your journey. Support, accountability, a tailored game plan. And if you don't have those, sometimes it can be really hard. It'll be like you're constantly spinning your wheels and not getting anywhere. But if you can action off the back of these podcasts, you are going to notice a huge difference. A huge difference. And we every week, I want you just to think one thing. And if you're still working on the thing from the week before, which you probably are going to be, you can just listen in. But maybe have like a note section on your phone where you're going to be coming back to that thing later. Because there'll be some that you listen to, say, for example, last week with the guest. Maybe just listening, and there could be some ideas that you take on board or some kind of like, not quotes, but you know, some things that she said that you're like, oh yeah, I like that. And the same for next week's guest. There will be definitely things that you listen to and you go, I need to embody that or I need to remember that. Have a section on your phone of Ladies Best Life Podcast and literally write down the episode and what you're taking from it. And on days where you feel a bit lost or you feel a bit like you're going backwards, firstly, you can always reach out to me. Secondly, you can always go and look at the list and be like, right, what was I saying that I was going to do? What was my winter edit? What is part of my game plan? So I hope that helps. Have an incredible rest of your day. As always, reach out if you need to. And if you haven't yet subscribed to my free weekly email, then please go and check it out. It's called the Weekly Wisdom Email. If you need the link, hit me up on social media and I will send it you, because you're basically then going to have a touch point from me on a Monday on the podcast, touch point from me on a Wednesday on the email, and then every Friday I'm going live in the Ladies Best Life group on Facebook as well. So that would be Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You get a little dose of me in a slightly different way. So check it out and I will speak to you very soon.